Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on Antoni, A-N-T-O-N-I, Dolega, D-O-L-E-G-A. As per the record, supplied Antoni Dolega was seen orthopedically by Dr. German, G-E-H-R-M-A-N-N, on 5-4-24-22 period. He noted previously being evaluated by Dr. Inzerello, I-N-Z-E-R-I-L-L-O, from 1-13-22 through 5-9-22 for the accident of 1-7-22. But Dr. German also reviewed two MRI reports and the actual images of the affected left knee. Period. The first was done on 1-19-22 and the second was on 5-13-22. But he also participated in physical therapy. Period. Surgical history was significant for spinal fusion from an accident in 2011, from which he still has left-sided sensory and motor dysfunction in his left leg. But he also had right hernia repair, gallbladder surgery, and an aortic stent placement carried out at the same time as his spinal fusion from the 2011 accident. But he currently complained of pain in the left knee after injuring it on 1-7-22. He was in a semi-seated position. He twisted to the left and felt a pop in his knee. He developed pain and bruising and swelling, but no bruising. He then was seen by Dr. Inzerello, who initially treated him conservatively. MRI found evidence of a medial tibial plateau fracture with no displacement but significant bony edema. There was no evidence of meniscal or chondral pathology at that time. He then participated in physical therapy. Dr. German also noted the second MRI that talked about a small complex tear of the posterior horn of the medial meniscus, but in his opinion there was no tear that exits inferiorly or superiorly on three consecutive cuts, so he would not say that he is a true meniscal tear on this MRI. But the bony edema had resolved significantly, but his articular cartilage was intact and thick, and for the most part his injury had resolved. After clinical exam, he rendered a diagnosis of medial tibial plateau, subchondral non-displaced fracture from 1-7-22. This was essentially healed, both radiographically and clinically. He had chronic weakness and atrophy from a spinal injury to the left lower extremity. He did not believe there was a meniscal tear that was operative and did not believe a subchondroplasty procedure at that point would make a difference, as the fracture was essentially healed. Upon exam, he had atrophy in his left quadriceps and calf relative to the right side, persistent since the spinal injury in 2011. Motion of the knee of both knees was symmetric from 0 to 135 degrees. There was mild tenderness along the medial side, more like a pressure. He had decreased sensation in the whole left lower extremity, so he's not really feeling pain, just pressure. Diffusely, he had decreased sensation and really only feels pressure in the lower extremity, both above and below the knee. There was weakness in dorsiflexion, eversion and inversion, as well as plantar flexion in the left leg compared to the other side. The muscle strength was about a 4+/5 on the left compared to 5/5 on the right. He was able to walk on his heels and compensated quite well. He was able to walk on his toes, but again with some difficulty secondary to chronic neurologic deficiency, although he does compensate well. In paragraph earlier, records show Mr. Dolega was seen by Dr. Inzerillo on 1-13-22. He complained of left knee pain for the past 6 days. He twisted his knee while trying to reach for something and felt a pop in his knee. Since yesterday, he was walking with a limp and had trouble bearing weight. He also had some swelling. period. After an exam, he was thought to likely have a medial meniscal tear for which an MRI was ordered. Paired x-rays of the knee were done, showing no fracture dislocation and well-preserved joint spaces. Period. He did undergo the MRI on 1/19/22 to be inserted here. Paired, he participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Paired, he continued to see Dr. Inzerillo through 5/9/22. Period. Knee range of motion was 0 to 135 degrees. Paired, he was tender at the medial joint line but had negative McMurray's test and other provocative maneuvers. Paired. At that juncture, he deemed Mr. DeLego could return to the office on an as-needed basis. Paired. They elected to pursue another MRI. Paired, this was done on 5/13/22 to be inserted here. Period. He then was seen by Dr. Gehrman on 5/24/22 as noted above. Paired findings and conclusions on 1/7/22, Antoni DeLego injured his left knee while at work. Paired, he was in a seated position and simply turned and felt a pop in his knee. Paired, he then developed swelling. Paired, he came under the care of Dr. Inzerillo on 1/13/22. Period. He noted a history of prior spinal surgery with residual symptoms in the left lower extremity. Period. A course of physical therapy was rendered. Period. MRI was done on 1/19/22. Period. Conservative care continued with therapy. Paired, he had a repeat MRI on 5/13/22. Paired, he then was seen by Dr. Gehrman on 5/24/22. Paired, at that time, clinical exam showed full range of motion. Paired, there was no description of any antalgia or use of an assistive device or orthotic. Paired, he had mild tenderness along the medial side, although this felt more like a pressure since he had decreased sensation in the whole left lower extremity. Period. At that juncture, he thought the claimant had essentially healed, both radiographically and clinically. Period. New paragraph. I will rate this case for a medial tibial plateau subchondral non-displaced fracture that has healed. Period. This will be done using the 6th edition of the AMA Guide to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment. Period. And that is the end.